Right now, let's get to the Supreme Court, though, in a ruling today that's being seen as a big win for states in the fight over sales tax. In a 5-4 ruling, the court decided that states can require online retailers to charge customers state sales tax. That overturns the past standards of the court that retailers were only required to charge the tax if they had a physical presence in the state. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro joins us now with more on this. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
So this decision is about the sales tax you're supposed to pay when you buy something online, which not all retailers charge. And that's why South Dakota sued Wayfair and other retailers in this case. Tell us more about the decision.
Well, Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority and said, "We are in a new era." He wrote that, quote, "The internet's prevalence and power have changed the dynamics of the national economy." And in his 5-4 majority opinion, they overruled a 26-year opinion, a ruling that has basically ruled for decades that unless they have a brick and mortar store in that state, they can't charge them sales tax, and that's now changed.
Gosh, 26 years ago, was there even online shopping at that point?
I guess it was just starting in 1992. Yeah.
Well, states have a lot to gain because of this ruling.
They absolutely do. They stand to gain billions of dollars. This really does mark this new era in the internet economy, which has become, never mind two decades, just the last decade become pretty dominant. There are 45 states that rely on sales taxes for revenue. For those states that have no income tax, sales taxes, of course, are very important. There's estimates that range from as low as $8 to $13 billion per year to $200 billion over 5 years. So billions of dollars, regardless, will stand to be gained by these states and could harm, frankly, some smaller retailers.
And states will decide whether they're going to require a sales tax at this point. It's not that all states will do it now.
Yeah, they have the opportunity to do that, and they're going to have to put a method in place. But of course, South Dakota is who started this lawsuit, and I'm certain that they are going to have something up and running fairly quickly.
So the elephant in the room here, Amazon was not involved in this suit. It collects sales tax on stuff it sells directly to customers, but not anything from third parties. President Trump has criticized Amazon for that. What does this ruling mean for Amazon?
Well, probably not much, because if Amazon is already collecting sales taxes in some places, they're the behemoth. You know,
right.
They can even if it did take a little bit from them, this isn't going to mean a whole lot for them. The ones who do have to be concerned anytime the government decides to up taxes on anything are the little guy, the ones who could be most affected, those small online retailers living on the margins. Think about people who are selling things on Etsy or sites like that. You know, if you're suddenly going to have to charge sales taxes, they're going to feel the pinch.
What about for consumers? Is this going to mean higher prices?
Most likely, yeah. I mean, that's what winds up happening. Yes, the states can charge they're charging the online retailer. They're not charging the consumer directly. But of course, that all flows to consumers. That's
right.
Why we wind up paying in so many of these places at brick and mortar stores, for example, who already charge some of that. It does level the playing field some for those brick and mortar stores. They're going to be happy with this. But shopping online is far bigger, Jeremy, than whether people get charged 6% or 8%. In both or either place.
Right. Now, you mentioned Justice Kennedy wrote the decision here, but it wasn't the usual 5-4 split of conservatives versus liberals.
This was not the usual 5-4 split. In fact, Kennedy, who's usually a swing vote but leans conservative, was joined by liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as well as some of the more thought to be hard right conservatives, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch. So definitely an odd grouping there. There's a reason for that. I'll explain in a second. The minority was conservative Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the dissenting opinion. He was joined by liberals Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Stephen Breyer. Now, Roberts felt that Congress really should fix this problem. And we've seen that repeatedly from Roberts, where he doesn't like to weigh in on things where it's not him just calling balls and strikes.
Just a few seconds here, Domenico, but what are we still waiting for from the court?
Well, there's all these cases. There's still about 4 or 5 decisions left that are big ones on the president's travel ban, of course, which we expect probably the last day. Public sector unions, where the court's expected to kind of go against whether or not you can non-union members have to pay fees. And on privacy, whether you can be tracked through cell phone towers by police without a warrant.
It's NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.